Good morning. I'm Betty Griffin from the Northfield Public Library, and I'm here to interview you for the Oral History Project. A copy of this tape will be given to you and to the Northfield Historical Society and to the Northfield Public Library. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
My name is Elsie Bailey. I was born on June 20th, 1907 in Leicester, Pennsylvania. My mother's name was Amelia Chappelle Hampton. My father's name was John Hanford Hampton. Is that enough?
Yes. And when did you leave Altoona?
We left Altoona in 1927.
And at that time you were a bride.
And I was a bride. I left Altoona as a 17-year-old bride and came to Detroit.
And your husband's name?
My husband's name is William Charles Bailey.
And would you like to tell us how you met Bill Bailey?
Well, I was going to dances when I was 15, 16 years old, and my husband came to Altoona as a exhibition dancer with another partner. They traveled all over different states, and he came to the Orpheum Theater and had an exhibition there, and the owner of the largest ballroom in Pennsylvania, Danceland, came to him and asked him if he would like to put on an exhibition at his ballroom. As he came the next Wednesday with his partner and gave the exhibition, he asked him if he would like to manage the place. And he left his partner for back home, and he stayed there and managed Danceland. And he had his first dance on St. Patrick's Day in the afternoon, a matinee. And I went to it, and he asked me to dance, and that was where I met him. And as he danced with me, he asked me if I'd like to learn some steps and do some exhibition dancing with him.
All right. And that eventually led to marriage when you were about 17 and a half years old. And then you were going to start out and tour the country, but you stopped in Detroit. Will you tell us about that?
Then we stopped in Detroit to see a cousin of his, and we stayed there about a month, and his cousin's husband worked out at Ford Plant on Northville Road. Not the one in Detroit, but the one, not the one in Northville, but the out on Northville Road. So he got Bill a job at the at Ford Plant. So he started working out there, and then we stayed about a year in Detroit, and we finally moved out to Plymouth. I was pregnant with my first daughter. We moved out to Plymouth in 1928. She was born in May, 28th of May, 1928. And we lived there 5 years. My next daughter was born 1930.
And their names?
The firstborn was June Bailey Sluzarski now, and the second daughter is Barbara Dawn Bailey Lewis. And then we moved to, because of the railroad tracks that my husband didn't like, we moved to Northville in 1933.
And you lived?
We lived on 132 Randolph's. No, we moved to the house on Fish, next to the fishery. We stayed there probably not quite a year.
That was on Fairbrook?
That was on Fairbrook.
Next to the fish hatchery?
Yes, And then we needed a place large enough to teach, so we moved over to the 132 Randolph Street and into the large white house, 10 rooms and 2 baths, and then our son was born there in 1936.
And his name?
William Charles Bailey the second.
And you didn't stay at Randolph Street very long. You
moved 14 years.
Oh, 14 years.
Yes.
After that, then you moved to
East Katy.
At what number?
118 East Katy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there 40 years.
Tell me about your dance studio and the house on Randolph Street. What kind of dance did you teach?
We just taught ballroom dancing like the foxtrot, and waltz, cha-cha, polka.
Two-step? The two-step?
Two-step would be included in the foxtrot.
Oh.
And the mambo and the tango, different ballroom dances.
Can you remember who some of your students were at that time?
Well, I think all I can remember now would be John and Ruth Berkman, Don and Hazel Severance.
Did you say they were mostly teenagers who were
No,
your
this class was the adult class.
I see.
Then we did have another class on another night for the teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had lots of teenagers different times at the house. And then we taught at the Presbyterian Church for these adult and teenage classes. And then after my little boy Billy was born, I took lessons over in Ann Arbor for tap, so I could teach tap. Children would come to the door and say, rap the door, and do you teach tap? And I'd say no, but I thought, said to Bill, I'd like to go and learn tap so I can teach it because there's so much call for it. So he took me over to Ann Arbor and I took enough to learn the basic steps. And I started, and this was in 1936. So then I taught tap for all these years up until I had to quit about 4 or 5 years ago.
You have stopped teaching tap only 5 years ago?
Yep.
That's amazing. Where were you teaching it in recent years?
Right there at the East Katy.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. And over at Randall Street, too. I taught it. I started over there. Because that was where the demand was.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved over to East Katy, and I kept right on there. Lots of students. I want you to look at that album.
I saw them, yes. Lots of good publicity, too.
And lots of good dancers. A lot of them entertain many places. And my girls, two girls, the oldest and the youngest, were entertaining out all the time. Barbara never entertained too much.
All right.
And then and my boy Billy, he entertained too well, quite a bit.
All right, and then when was John born?
John was born in 1941.
Mm-hmm. And Racina?
Racina was born in 1943.
Mm-hmm. And you said that William Charles Jr. was born in
1936. And when he got married, he had another William Charles III.
Oh.
But he passed away before he was 18 years old.
Oh.
That's spinal meningitis.
Mm-hmm. All right. When you taught dancing, was that an era when everybody got very dressed up? Wore white gloves and so forth, you know?
No.
Not in ballroom dancing. Mm-hmm. It's just to learn the steps.
Ordinary people.
Then where could these people go out for an evening to dance?
Well, we went, ever since we were in Detroit, we went to the Greystone and the Arcadia and the
Vanity.
Vanity. I was trying to think of that the other day. And, many other places that I can't think of anymore. And Wall Lake. From the time we moved out this way, we went to Wall Lake an awful lot.
To dance.
And out to Whitmore Lake, they had a dance floor down there.
Uh-huh.
One of the big ballroom.
All right. What about, do you remember Westwood as a place to dance?
I don't know that I ever went there.
All right. Did you ever go to Jefferson Beach?
Yes.
To dance?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Out there.
What about Eastwood Park?
Yes, we've been there maybe several times.
Uh-huh.
We didn't go to those places as much as we did right there in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. So was your house on Katie large enough to accommodate classes?
It was a 10-room, 2-bath house, and the first three...
Was that on Katie or Randall?
Well, this was both places. They had the three rooms that we used just for teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Three rooms in East Katie were right in the front as you come in the door. The three rooms all together with the room at the end, like a small room for the piano. And we taught mostly by record.
Mm-hmm.
In our ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
My tap, I played piano for.
Oh, did you? Well, you certainly kept your skills up for a long time.
Yeah. I touched the piano now in 10 months.
So you must have had your piano, you must have learned in Altoona.
Well, my mother was a piano teacher, so I got my start from her.
Oh.
And I, at 13 years old, I even composed the whole march.
Hmm.
Look at it later. Now I couldn't do that at all. Lost it all.
Well. It's part of growing older, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, did you give dance recitals then?
Not recitals. Never gave recitals. But we just entertained. And there really was a call for the children to ask to dance. We could not entertain.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
You showed me some things in your scrapbook here about appearances by different people, and then saying the Baileys will dance. So you must have done a fair amount of
exhibition
ballroom dancing.
Yes.
Over the years.
Much. Oh, yes. For 60 years, that's about all we did. And I raised a family of 7, you know, 5 children and myself. 3 meals day for them all the time, washings and ironings for all them, teaching on the side, exhibition work on the side, teaching at night. Even after that, we'd get ready and go out 9, 10 o'clock over to Wall Lake.
Dance.
You must have loved it.
We did. Yeah, it was a lot of fun then. I often think back, how did we do it all?
Well, you were a woman ahead of your time. You were a career woman when there weren't very many career women. You must have really enjoyed doing that. But your husband always worked at what we might call a bread and butter job. You said he was at the Ford plant.
Plant for 14
on North
years.
Hill Road. Not on Main Street.
No, North Hill Road. It isn't the North Hill Ford plant anymore. But it was for all these years. I think it's changed probably within the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And he was there for 16 years, you said? And then
he went from there to Burroughs. Mm-hmm. And then he retired from Burroughs.
Do you recall what year he retired? And then he died on May
the 10th,
1988. And you were living in Allen Terrace.
Yes.
At that time.
Yes.
There must be many people around Northville who remember you.
Yes, I knew another name here.
Oh,
Orrs. Do you know Florence and Seymour Orr?
No. Were they your students? See people who remember you.
Oh, yes. There's people that live here.
Oh, was that right?
Yes. Their children took the tip.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Lots of them.
So that gets you involved in costumes then, too, doesn't it?
Well, I always made all my kitties. Their ladies always furnished their costumes for their children.
Mm-hmm.
But we were never on a high scale.
Mm-hmm.
We were just small time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not fixed.
Well, you might have been the only dance studio in Northville.
Well, no, I think we were many years. But then there started another one across the street from us over in East Katy.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. We weren't elaborate in any of our costumes. We just so that we look presentable.
Well, the pictures on the wall of you and your husband as a young couple doing exhibition dancing, your clothes are beautiful. Your dresses look like the 1920s.
Well, that's probably when they were. 1925, we were married, so they're in the
20s. Well, they're beautiful, I'm sure.
Thank you.
You enjoy
And we sure did. Lots of good years together. Lots of good memories.
Uh-huh. It's nice to be able to continue dancing, and I think that's one activity that you can maintain until you're very up in years.
Right, that's for sure. As long as you keep your health.
Yes.
And people like to dance.
Mm-hmm. You must like music then, too.
I love it. I've always had been played piano at home, and my sister had a few kids come in for a combo, like a piano and a guitar, different little instruments like that, and my dad played trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
So we all always had music.
Is there anything else that you can think of that you would like to tell me about? It certainly was a nice way for your husband to be able to continue his interest in dance by doing it at night. Teaching adults
right.
Ballroom dance.
Work in the daytime. Ballroom teaching the evening and Saturdays. All day for tap, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays, tap I'd have right after school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we teach ballroom in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then lots of night people out dancing after 8, 9, 10 o'clock we go to dance and go home. And then we get home, and I don't know how the kids ever survived it, but I'd sit down at the piano, and the grown-ups that came back with us would sing.
You mean the children slept through it all?
They tried. They were there trying to sleep, and we had to get up and go to school. And I don't know why we ever did it, but I can't see how they put up with it.
Sounds to me like you were young at heart.
We always were, I guess, and always will be.
Well, I really have enjoyed talking to you, Elsie. And I'm sure that this will be a valuable addition to the history of Northville during these years. You actually taught on Katy Street until you moved here.
Mm-hmm.
That's really remarkable. That's remarkable.
Well, let's see, we moved here in August, but I think we had to quit teaching a year ahead of that.
Oh, is that right?
Our arthritis was so bad,
mm-hmm,
that we lost our balance and couldn't demonstrate
anything. Mm-hmm.
He'd try to lead me and I'd get off balance. My legs got no good at all.
Uh-huh.
So when you lose your health like that, you have to give up.
Yes. Well, it catches up with all of us.
Yeah.
Well, this has been very enjoyable, and I appreciate your time.
I hope I do.
This is 2 days after our original interview with Elsie, and she has some things that she would like to add to what we said. Hey, Elsie.
I have mentioned most of our children tap dancing and entertaining, but Jack didn't take up tap, but later became a nice ballroom dancer. He was our drummer. his dad got him a set of drums when he was about 16, and as he became real good at it, he had a little combo that played for dance parties Saturday nights. He and his wife Carolyn and family, who are the only close ones to me in Livonia, have taken such wonderful care of me in every way possible. God bless. We've all missed my husband and father, but are happy to know he's at peace with the Lord. I've been really richly blessed with the Lord's love and all my family's and friends' love, and I ask the Lord's blessing on all of them. God bless. Oh, by the way, I've thought of another couple other prominent couples that were our students, B and Art Carlson, Dr. Walter and Velma Belasco. And going back to Florence and Seymour Orr, they met at our studio in, I think, 1937, and just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, October 1988.